everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Kerry Kasem is with us. And don't forget, on August 28th, we have a big tournament coming up at the Commerce Casino.
Can I be in it?
Yeah, you want to play in it?
I would really love to play in it.
Absolutely.
Really?
You'll be my guest.
Score.
And it's going to be the Commerce Casino on August 28th. And the casino is located on the 5 freeway, south of the 710, north of the 605, right there. You can't miss it.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my lo mein, my noodles, right there to the right of me. And then I'm going to get the back massage the entire time I'm there. Wow. Relax, wear my shades.
If you get a decent table, I think they offer colonics. You can get a colonic
really?
Right at the
really?
Table.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. No, yeah. Excuse me.
You might.
Gosh, I don't know.
A few players might want to go all in right before you do that. Even with, 2-8 off suit.
Maybe that could be my secret weapon.
And it certainly is one. Anyway, if you sign up for the tournament, we may select you. And it's not me. It's the people here at the building at CBS that select you.
So watch that tube.
Don't complain to me.
Watch that tube. Once she pulls that tube out, that's her tell. You know she's got a hand.
Yeah. Yeah, once she signals the doctor to pull the tube, you know, she's
got
serious.
It. She's got it.
At the Kings, pocket Kings are better.
Yeah.
All right, but go to, here's how you do it. You put your first and last name and your email address. That's all you need to do, and then perhaps we'll select you. Your first name, your last name, and your email address, and send it to conwayshow@gmail.com. conwayshow@gmail.com.
G's for Gina.
Yes.
Yeah,
and speaking
yeah.
of Gina, it's time to do the news with Gina, everybody. Look at that.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Here's the news, bitches.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Oh, my God. Who are you?
And hey, bitches.
Oh, bitches, man.
Bitches, can I throw one suggestion in for the poker tournament sign
sure.
up? Just because, like you said, none of us select these people. We're just trying to get the list together.
Right.
You hurt my heart so much when you sign up more than once. It screws everything up.
Yeah, they usually throw you out.
I mean, if somebody signs, bump you. For
if
that.
They sign, if you sign up more than once, you're not going to get in.
At
that's,
all.
That's the rule at last year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just it makes it such a pain in the ass, and I don't think the promotions people appreciate it very
much.
Yeah,
please, folks, follow the simple rules, you idiots.
You don't ask for a lot.
It's just one email. Your first and last name and your phone number. Please don't screw this up. You know, it's not complicated. It's not brain surgery. All right, what's going on in the news there, Gina Graham?
Tim, there is some news tonight,
I guess
my
so.
Friend.
Oh, yes.
Well, leading the news tonight with the presidential election in full swing, the name Barack Obama has been on everybody's lips, and some people are having a hard time with the pronunciation of this name.
Wow.
And you'd think it's, you know, just normal people, civilians. Not so. It's the media, Tim.
Uh-oh.
The long list of people who have had a problem saying this name extends all over the media. And here we have audio of Fox News' Bill O'Reilly just butchering this name of the Democratic presidential candidate.
We'll do it live!
All right, Bill, please. All right, here we go. Bill O'Reilly.
The latest Rasmussen poll is John McCain and Barack Obama pretty much tied.
Barack Obama.
Obama. Obama said knock you out.
The latest Rasmussen poll is John McCain and Barack Obama pretty much tied. The latest Rasmussen poll is John McCain and Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
An idiot.
It sounded like he tried to catch himself and then said, oh, F it.
Yeah, screw it.
Barack Obama pretty much tied.
We'll do it live!
That's classic. Oh, it's so easy. Barack Obama.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'd screwed up, Tim.
Remember when Sherry Shepherd called him Obot Obama?
Yeah, or how about Dan Rather?
Yeah. That was the worst.
Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Barack Obama.
No, it wasn't Saddam Hussein. It was Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was Osama bin Laden.
Oh,
it was awful.
Boy. Jesus Christ.
Barack Obama.
I wonder if that's going to be a bumper sticker. Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Barack Obama.
All right. All right. Anything else going on in the news there?
Yes. Well, in gambling news, a second Florida man has been arrested on charges of making false 911 calls. An arrest report says 47-year-old Carlos Gutierrez was at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino early yesterday morning and called 911 to say the slot machines stole his money.
Jesus Christ.
The report says Gutierrez left the casino to place a second call to 911 saying the same thing. He was arrested and charged with making a false 911 call because they didn't agree with him, and he's being held without bail. So let that be a lesson to you people. He's being held without bail because what's he going to pay with? The slot stole his money.
Yeah, you know what? I've almost made that call.
No.
I understand the dude.
I've seen you almost jump across a table, but not towards a payphone.
I understand that. All right. What else is going on in the news there, Gina Grad?
In other Obama news, former president and former potential first husband, Bill Clinton, had some kind words to say about Barack Obama, making sure interviewers knew that Bill had no ill will against Obama for the race he ran against his wife, Hillary Clinton. And here's what he had to say about that.
All right. Here we go. It's Bill Clinton, everybody, back in the news. All right.
I'm not. And I never was mad at Senator Obama. I think everybody's got a right to run for president to qualify under the Constitution, and I would be the last person to ever begrudge anybody their ambition. And he was a superbly gifted candidate in this election and had a great operation. They thought this thing through. And it's a contact sport. And, you know, he hit her hard a couple of times, and they hit us a few times, and weeks before she ever responded in kind. The only thing I ever got mad about was people in your line of work pretending that she had somehow started the negative stuff. It's a contact sport.
Contact sport. I love it.
Yeah.
Which it's, I guess it's really not.
Yeah.
You know, contact sport is basketball, football, hockey.
Boxing.
A lot of contact in boxing.
Well, and he tried to like juxtapose how they ran their campaigns, but he kind of said it wrong. He's like, hey, he hit her hard a couple times, then they hit us a couple times.
Jesus Christ.
It was almost subliminal.
He's got to still hate that whole deal because that was the first major loss for Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a real big loss.
Well, a lot of people blame him for her loss.
Yeah. I don't know.
For his campaigning, how he got angry at people, how he was partying with all the big Hollywood guys on their plane.
They certainly didn't take Obama or Obama seriously at the beginning.
No. Nobody did.
Yeah.
Nobody did.
Guys kicked ass, man. All right. Anything else going on in the news, Gina?
Yes. Grant? Well, in a follow-up interview, former President Clinton says not only does he not harbor negative feelings toward Obama, but he actually backs him all the way. So let's hear what he has to say about that.
All right. Here we go. Ready for the lies?
You could argue that no one's ever ready to be president. I mean, I certainly learned a lot about the job in the first year. You could argue that even if you've been vice president for 8 years, that no one can ever be fully ready for the pressures of the office and that everyone learns something and something different. You could argue that. He's shown a keen strategic sense in his ability to run an effective campaign. He's clearly can inspire and motivate people and energize them, which is a very important part of being president. And he's smart as a whip, so there's nothing he can't learn.
Well, oh, he got another heart attack.
He's hoping that he's going to pick his wife to run for vice.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. But didn't the entire campaign, if I remember correctly, and I turned on the TV once in a while, didn't he always say that his wife would be ready to be president on the first day?
Yes. She has more experience. She's running this state. She's done this. She's been in the White House. She knows how it works. She has more experience than anybody up here. Yes, he absolutely went off like that.
I like when he said that his wife spent 8 years in the White House, so she's ready to be president.
Yeah.
If that's the criteria, then so is the pastry chef, right?
Or Monica Lewinsky.
Because he's been there for 12
right?
years.
Right? Yeah.
The custodial engineer.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All politics is just a mess. It really is. I mean, I used to really be into it, and rooting for one side or the other. And I used to be a big Jimmy Carter fan when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah. I hated when Ronald Reagan beat him. And then I became a Republican later on. And I just now it's like, who cares? I mean, my entire life, whoever's been president, it has zero bearing on my life. Zero. I may pay a little more taxes some years when there's a Democrat in there, and a little less.
That's the only thing that kind of gets to me is monetarily and fiscally who becomes president. But you know what? It really doesn't matter because really, I might get a lot of people upset, but I think it really showed in the polls in Florida what happened to Gore They really run the country the way they want it. They put in whoever the... And I'm a conspiracy theorist, so...
I know you are.
I truly believe that, you know, the government and big business puts in who they want. If they need a war, they put a Democrat in. If they need...
You mean Republican.
Yeah, I mean, right. I'm sorry. They put a Republican. If they need environmental causes to go through, if they need anything else, it's the Democrat. And did you know, and this is a crazy thing. Have you heard this, Gina? You may have. I don't know.
By the way, what you're about to listen to is the biggest reason, not the sole reason, but a huge, huge reason why women should not be allowed to vote anymore. Go ahead.
I'm really excited to hear this. Was I going to say something? was I getting ready to say something?
Come on, you got a theory.
You're so evil. Oh, I'm dying to know.
Let's hear it. Come on.
I'm good.
Come on, crazy.
No, I really want to know. All right, okay. Here we go. Okay. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget. No, this was a theory, and there's a guy named David Icke. I don't know if you guys have heard of him. He is major conspiracy theorist, but when he's a conspiracy, this guy will take 8 hours to explain why one little thing makes sense and why this can be possible, why it is possible. He does a genealogy trees of all the presidents, every single president, for the last, I don't know, 50 years. He's done genealogy trees, maybe more. He has traced back Barack Obama to Dick Cheney. Now,
I did hear about this.
Now, not only this, this guy's so scary. He will tell you who the next president is once you have all the people running. He will tell you, and he's been right, because it's whatever bloodline. It's a very scary kind of conspiracy thing, but it's also who's in the skull, and there we go.
Who's it going to be then? Has he decided?
Well, I think both. He could tell you, I guess, who the Republican, who the Democrat is, and he's usually right in guessing the president. But if you dare to pick up a book, it's by David Icke. He will go through all of it, and this is before the presidents came out. He goes through the trees and tells you who, and it's and it's published before.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty freaky.
So you're saying literally their bloodline?
Yes, it's the bloodline that's been in the country since Washington. And he can
bizarre.
Tell you. Yeah, it goes back to royalty. It goes back to England.
And so it's going to be Obama.
Yeah.
Obama's the bloodline.
Obama?
Yeah,
Obama?
unless McCain has the blood in him, too. And then but I think, you know, I don't know. I don't know who he predicted this
year. Books that are like eat right for your blood type, are they like vote right for your blood type?
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Wow.
I have to go with that. But that's kind of scary. I mean, that's a theory this guy has. And he goes into it really, if you're interested, I mean, really goes into it. The whole tree. Pretty freaky.
Excellent. Huh. All right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina Grad?
Well, yeah. But I can only think about my blood type right now. Lastly, lawyers for Mary-Kate Olsen said today that the actress had nothing to do with drugs found near Heath Ledger's body following his death from an accidental overdose earlier this year.
Of course not.
Absolutely not.
No way.
No way. A statement from Mary-Kate's attorney said the former child star had cooperated with investigators probing the source of drugs involved in the death of Heath Ledger. Now, in case you didn't know this, sources say that Mary-Kate and Heath had actually dated for 3 months prior to Heath's death, and their relationship was based basically on their mutual love of the party scene. So there was a little something going on. She said, look, I've told you enough. This is all I'm telling you, and I will tell you no more unless I get immunity.
Oh, man.
So that doesn't bode well, does it?
Oh,
sure. Doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Sounds like she's been watching too much Big Brother.
Too much 24,
yeah,
CSI.
Or Survivor or something. Yeah, she wants immunity.
Law and Order.
Yeah, she's going to have the big immunity cross on her neck. She can't get her torch snuffed out. Oh, please.
Totally innocent, but I ain't talking to anyone unless we can make some deals.
Yeah. I never did drugs with him. I've never had Quaaludes or Volume or whatever the hell she gave him. But give me immunity, and I'll tell you what I did give him.
I do feel bad, though.
You can't blame her, though.
No, absolutely not.
No.
He was
totally
a drug addict beforehand.
He was a mess.
And that's the thing. Like, every once in a while, just admit, you know, you have your purse with you or whatever, and somebody sneezing. Oh, you know what? I'll give you an Allegra. Oh, what aren't those prescriptions? Just here, on me. And I don't want to kill somebody because I gave them an Allegra.
Sure.
Right. Well, you know what? It's also the knee-jerk reaction that people have when their kids overdose from drugs.
Is who to blame?
Yeah, like Carol O'Connor did that.
Yeah,
when
blame the drug dealer.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's some blame there, but guess what? There's also plenty of blame at home as well.
Yeah.
You know?
But I like the fact that he went after the drug dealer and took him down.
I don't think that...
But he stopped a lot of probably... This, in his mind, he's stopping a lot of other kids from overdosing. Probably.
I don't know if that happens.
I don't know.
Yeah, but in therapy these days, so I hear,
lots of friends tell me that they're big on everybody makes their own choices. So, you know, you got to let that kid go down his own road.
100%. Yeah. But I still, I mean, it's great to take off if you can get some drug dealers off the street. Why not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, but see, I have a different theory. I think the more, the drug dealers you get off the street are going to be replaced by other drug dealers.
Like super drug dealers. Like a stronger strain of drug dealer.
Well, maybe, maybe
they can raise their prices.
Maybe there's now, if you take one drug dealer, one big drug dealer off the street, maybe there's five little ones that become drug dealers.
Yeah,
and so I don't know. I mean, it's not the drugs that kill people; it's the people. The guy wasn't happy. Obviously, he wasn't thrilled to be around, so he moved on.
Yeah, right.
What can you do? Not her fault. All right. Anything else going on in the news, there, Gina Grad?
That's what's happening.
All right, the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Ooh, I have an idea. How about two chicks in a Conway?
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll fill it with words.
Okay. All right. We got to take a break here. No. All right. Let's keep going. All right. I have to see if I'm alone in this. I've become, I used to be a very generous person when it comes to money, and I used to never check prices or anything. I just buy like my daughter, my wife, myself. We just buy whatever we needed and really enjoyed ourselves. Over the last month or two, I've become like a really stingy jerk.
It's the gas price. I'm telling you,
I don't think it's a gas price. I don't know what it is.
Kidding. What do you think it is?
I don't know.
Why?
But I think a lot of people are the same way. People are becoming really cheap.
Is that why you gave me the Martini and Rossi for my birthday?
Yeah.
And that in the box. I thought, oh, it's a present. I get to unwrap it. Wait, a box. Oh, it's box wine.
But I even do this, like when I go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Because I always have like French fries, a hamburger, and a bottle of water. I bring my own bottle of water now.
I do the same.
All right. Am I the only a-hole in Southern California who's turned cheap over the last couple of months? And if not, call us up. You make me feel better. And tell us how cheap you've become. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Real quickly, there's another one. We were going through Taco Bell. And I got some tacos, some burritos and stuff. And my wife says, hey, can we get a side of sour cream? And so I looked at the guy in the window and go, how much is that? And my wife's like, what are you doing? I go, well, you only have like one bite when you have it. How much is it? And the guy was like, it's a quarter.
At Taco Bell?
Yeah.
You're that cheap that you're going to ask how much the side of sour cream at Taco Bell for
one
your
bite
poor
that goes to
wife?
Waste. Yes, I know. But
she deserves the best.
I think it's a disease, though. I think I have cheapitis. I really do.
I didn't get water today at my restaurant because the bottle of water was almost as much as a case that I could get at CVS.
Right.
And I said, no way. Just give me the tap. It was the tap was awful.
Yeah.
The tap was awful.
When I was younger, like in high school, when we would go out drinking, my friends and I, we always brought Mickey's Big Mouth with us, and we'd drink in the parking lot and get bombed in the parking lot, then go into the bar.
Mickey's? So the little Mickey's?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so we didn't have to drink in the bar. And I understand that now, because you go to the Staples Center, you go to Dodger Stadium, a draft beer is $10. I mean, listen, if I'm complaining about it, I'm earning some decent money. Adam Carolla, who's earning much more than I am, he's complaining about it. Isn't the guy that's earning 18, 15 bucks an hour really going through the roof?
I think they're probably just glad there's places like Taco Bell and McDonald's.
Yeah, but you go to Dodger Stadium and the Staples Center, $10 draft is outrageous.
Okay, well, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
I mean, I conserve on beer because it's just so expensive. I can't imagine what the guy who's doing is making $6 an hour.
You know what? I want to ask a question too. Is those Reef shoes? I think they're called, and they actually have a little flask built into the thong.
That's pretty cool.
Have you seen that?
No, but I'm going to get some.
No,
before the show's
they,
over.
They have their thongs, and they look regular thongs. You cannot tell, and the whole bottom part is a flask. So, I mean, you have to drink
great
from your
idea.
Shoe.
Great
but
idea.
I think a lot of people...
Yeah, but the downfall to that is you get athlete's tongue. All right. All right, folks. Has everybody or anybody else become this cheap a-hole like I have? You go to Dodger Stadium, $10 a beer, you say no. Staples Center, you say no. You go to a bar and you see a beer, it's $5.95. You're like, $5.95? I could buy a six-pack for that. What am I doing? All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Carrie Kasem's with us. Where are you, cheap bastards? We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Carrie Kasem is with us. And I've become a cheap bastard over the last couple months.
And you,
I don't know why,
as well as I, stock up on those free napkins that where you go anywhere for
yeah.
free and they give you that.
I keep them in the car.
Yeah, my whole car is filled with them.
Yeah, I've even like canceled some things around the house. Just to try to save some dough.
Well, you know, the water problem with keeping water in the car now, you know, because it's the plastic and they're saying how bad it is for you and all the
right.
toxins they get. I used to keep water and now I don't because I have to carry it with me everywhere. So now it's a real big problem. Like you said, I don't want to go buy water.
I know. I really feel like I'm getting ripped off when I buy a bottle of water from a fast food place.
Yeah,
you know, like
$2, $2.50. Some of them $1. Are $2.50,
yeah. Exactly. $2.50 for a bottle. I can buy a case at Costco for $3.50.
Yep.
All right, have you sons of bitches out there as cheap as I am? Let's talk to, Armando in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hey.
Hey.
You're a stud.
Thank
Gary,
you, sir.
You're the best.
Armando!
Hooray!
Hola! La, 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 la. Sorry.
Jesus
Christ. You guys don't like that.
Armando does. That's our...
Is that right?
My mating call for
you
Armando.
You guys are like two gorillas, huh?
Yeah.
All right. All right, what do you got, Armando?
Yeah, so I'm a truck driver, right?
Right. I'll take your word for it.
I'm a truck driver. I'm in a truck right now. And every time I go to a fast food place, you know how they give you those plastic cups that are large or extra large?
Yes.
Well, I'll save cups for like 3 or 4 days and keep going back in and getting refills. That's different.
We're losing you there, but yeah, that's you qualify. You're
so
a cheap bastard.
He gets a cup from what, like a 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
And then you can go in there and get a refill?
I guess if you save one from like McDonald's and you take it to McDonald's, those guys aren't sharp enough sometimes behind the counter to see you walking in with it.
I see.
You know, yeah. Or maybe they think you're walking in from the outdoor patio where you were eating your burger and you just want another soda.
Just want a refill.
And the soda's like 2 cents for an entire cupful, so they don't care. All right, let's talk to Chris in Tahunga. You're on 97.1 Free FM. You a cheap bastard?
What's up, Mr. Conway?
How are you, man?
Good. Thank you. Carrie, you're really hot. Or at least you sound that.
Thank you.
Conway, I used to be into that female domination stuff before I became a cheap ass. I got this one girlfriend from high school. Not a girlfriend, just a female friend and acquaintance that used to date some of my friends.
Right.
I used to pay her $100 just to kiss her toes. And then, I don't know, after a while, I told her, I'm like, hey, man, the economy's pretty bad. I don't know if I could keep doing this.
Wow. How long did the toast session last for $100?
Well, for like 5 months on and off, but maybe like, let's say, 12, 13 different times.
Yeah, but was it an hour? Was it 2 hours?
Well, like 20, 30 minutes or until I was done or something.
Wow.
You know?
She must have had a great set of toes.
You know what? It wasn't the toes. It was more like she was just like that skinny knockout blonde from high school. And I always had a crush with her, but I was like the guy that was kind of a little too chubby. But then, like, you know, my skinny friend took turns. Right. I just never got a chance. So,
she just sat there like on the couch and you were messing with her feet, huh?
Well, I got a little garage at my house. I own a business. That's why it wasn't like too much strain. So, I mean, it's not like that like weird as it sounds. It's just that this girl is really beautiful.
Right.
And she kind of took pride of, like any other girl I've met, they don't really like that female domination or I don't know if you've heard of financial domination. But this girl took it and ran with it, you know? She even liked
Now, are you married?
No, man, I'm single.
Okay,
I listen to Likas, you know what I mean? I got a good job. Actually, I got a company, I should say. And I just invested when I was young, man. I dropped out of high school and I'm 16.
Good for you.
A lot of weed, but mainly just I had the hustling aspect down, right? And then when I grew up, my pops helped me get started. And I don't know, I was lucky enough to have horrible experiences with women, which made me scared of marriage. And then I found Likas right afterwards, so I was blessed, you know?
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
That is, you know, this guy is right. If the more horrible experiences you have when you're younger, the better off you are because you don't get married.
Unless
you want kids.
Yeah, but Chris, I swear that's exactly how I am. That's why I am not married.
Look at that.
I have the worst things with guys. I hated them for so long. So I'm glad that's saved me money.
You two should get together.
Save me. Yeah, look at
you
that.
And this guy. All right, Baba, we thank you for calling. $100 to play with somebody's feet for 20 minutes. I don't know. Seems like you need more than that, a little more stimulation. All right, you cheap bastards out there. How have you become cheap over the last couple months? It seems like the economy is going in the toilet. And I've even noticed myself holding back and not spending as much money.
I just said the sour cream blows my mind.
I know, it's weird. It's like a weird
thing. It blows my mind.
I mean, I'll spend, you know, up until the last couple months, I'd put $100 down on blackjack without even thinking about it. And then I'd go to the restaurant, and my wife would order sour cream. I'm like, hey, whoa, how much is that? 50 cents? you only have one bite. It's 50 cents. Like an a-hole. Yeah. Isaac in Oxnard, you're on 97.1.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
This is kind of embarrassing. When me and my girlfriend go watch a movie, she empties out her purse, and like we put popcorn in there, sodas, candies. We go to the store before, because like the price is like outrageous for that stuff over there.
Hey, even when the prices weren't that outrageous, and when the gas price wasn't that bad, I did that. I think so many people do that, and you know, now and back when.
Yeah.
So I don't think you're, you know, it's not that embarrassing.
Yeah, I know. And we went to the theaters in Calabasas, the Commons out there.
Yeah,
I think it was like $10 for popcorn.
No,
yeah,
I think it was
$10. I know it's $10 to get in, $10.50 or something.
$11 to get. I think the large popcorn. I think was $10.
Oh,
yeah, it comes out to like about $13.
That's too much because there's only about 12 cents worth of crap in that box.
If that popcorn is so cheap,
it really is.
It's
cheap.
So cheap.
Yeah, and $10. I think it was $10. I think it was.
That's unreal.
I think I remember complaining about that as well.
Are they just not making any money anymore? Is that what's happening?
Well, see, when the theater, brings a movie in, and this is what I heard, maybe it may not be true, but Hollywood makes 100% of the box office, so the theater survives on just the snack stand.
No way.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
No way.
Yeah,
then
way.
What?
Way.
How would the theater survive just on condiments and snacks?
When you're buying $10 worth of $0.12 worth of popcorn for $10, I mean, you could stay afloat for a little while.
That's crazy.
All right, let's talk to Brian in the Mojave Desert. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hi, Tim.
Hey.
That's long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, what a treat.
I have always been thrifty and cheap, but it's come to the point now where I will go and get the 99-cent burger, and I will get, like she said, I will actually collect all the napkins, and that's like my spare toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my backup plan, and then I also get extra ketchup, which is free.
Right.
And that becomes my tomato soup the next night.
Oh, Lord.
Jesus Christ.
My uncle used to do this, and he was not embarrassed by it, but he was a hardworking man. And he lived in Detroit, and he worked on the assembly line of Ford or General Motors. And he was a really cheap guy. And in the morning, before he went to work, he'd take a can of chili. He'd always like to have a can of chili when he got home. He'd take the can of chili and he'd put it above the pilot light on the stove, you know, that little tiny flame.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the time he got home, 12 hours later, that chili was piping hot.
Wow.
Just, heating up on that little tiny pilot light all day long. But when he died, I think the guy only made like $35,000 a year for his whole life. And when he died, he had $1 million in a savings account.
You know,
and just, you know, divided that up
amongst so many stories like that. You hear so many stories of people living so cheaply, like paupers, and all of a sudden they're gone and there's millions of dollars in the bank.
But see, you know, I find it a challenge, and I find it interesting to live and to see how cheap you can live. You know, I'm constantly turning lights out in my house. I bought the cheap bulbs.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know, the outside light I used to leave on all night long.
But are you
now I shut it off before I go to bed.
Are you saving for anything? Vacation or
nothing.
What?
I'm just cheap.
It may be because you have a kid now.
I've just turned into a cheap bastard. I think it happens when guys turn like 45. I think I become my grandfather. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You a cheap bastard. This economy is not doing well. You got to save as much money as possible if you turn into a cheap a-hole like myself. And if so, how is that demonstrating itself? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Kerry Kasem's with us. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Look at them yo-yos, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And I've become a cheap guy. Kerry Kasem is here. She can attest to that. You see me go out to the vending machine and look around. And
I do. That's like all you eat.
I used to just buy stuff. Now I'm a looker now.
Well, yeah, but usually, I mean, for dinner, your dinner's pretty cheap. It's like a soda pop and some Funyuns.
Yeah, enjoy myself. Yeah. All right, you guys as cheap as I am, let's talk to Skyler in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man.
So, yeah, my mother accumulated like over $1,500 worth of speeding tickets.
Wow.
She had her car accumulated, towed away and everything. And so she called me over the weekend, and I was a little drunk, and she asked me if I could loan her the money. Well, I guess I agreed to it. And now I'm driving back to town. She's still wondering if I was going to be able to give her the money. So now...
How much now money have you accumulated over your... How much you have in your account?
Probably about $4,500.
All right. She wants to borrow $1,500?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the impound's only going to get worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, it's like $35 a day.
You lend her the dough?
I mean, it's my FU fund, so I really don't know what to do. It's like... she's kind of, you know, had a track record of not being able to pay me back. So, you know.
What's she doing? I mean, where's your dad?
My dad is, he's a professional skateboarder, but, you know, they divorced years ago.
Oh, I see. All right.
And does he have money? He won't help her out, help you out?
Well, no. I mean, they don't have ties anymore. They don't even communicate.
How old's your dad?
He's about 47.
And he's still in the skateboard game?
Yeah, yeah. He's a master. He's an old school guy.
Guy has no one to let go, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the only way he makes his bacon.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, so I was just, you know.
How much bacon
is
involved in a 47-year-old skateboarder?
You know what?
Is he on Easy Street?
Yeah, he's doing all right. He lives in Glendale.
Yeah.
Does he teach people how to, like, kids how to skateboard?
No, absolutely not. He was in the X Games this year, actually.
Is he one of the older dudes in the X Games?
Yeah, Dwayne Peters.
That's your dad?
Yeah. Oh.
That's pretty cool.
How often do you see him?
No, I'm actually going to go see him right now. I'm just coming back from Strawberry, visiting my grandma.
Now, so when you, are you a skateboarder as well?
Yeah, I try to. I'm not a pro like him or whatever, but, you know.
It's a little embarrassing that... How old are you?
I'm already 23.
Oh, you're 23 and your dad's a better skateboarder than you are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The guy can do backflips off buildings, you know? The guy, I don't know where how I even came about in his blood. I think I get most of whatever I had was from my mom. So.
Yeah, it sounds like it, man. Oh, that sucks. Well, hey, you know, so your dad won't help her out, huh?
No. Absolutely not.
I don't know what to tell you, man. It's tough because...
What would you do?
Well, I had a difficult relationship with my mom, so I don't think I'd lend her the dough. But,
exactly. But
I don't know what your relationship is like with her, you know?
Well, yeah, it's a bit of a strange, you know.
Does she have a house? Does she have any equity in anything?
Oh, absolutely. She lives with her boyfriend, and he's about to split to Seattle to do some work, you know? And so it's her vehicle. She's a housekeeper, so her car is like... You know, all she has, you know, to get her to go to work.
What is her current boyfriend into? Is he a professional ultimate frisbee player?
No, he's in Mason.
Does your dad give you any money? Like, if you loaned your mom the $1,500 and you said, "Hey, Dad, I'm a little screwed this month," would he give you something?
Absolutely not. No.
No, that's like my dad.
He's just as cheap as I am.
No, I'm kidding.
He's saving up, man.
Doesn't he own like a skateboard company? Or have his own line?
No.
Oh, okay.
No foresight or finesse. He kind of just took paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah. Well, maybe your your mom's next boyfriend will be like a miniature golfer.
Yeah, hopefully. Huh?
You know, get some dough. All right, buddy. We're going to give you something here because you're a major stud.
Yeah. Awesome.
So hold on one sec. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to the NASCAR Nationwide Series Camping World, and that's the 300, Camping World 300, August 30th at the Auto Club Speedway. Go to autoclubspeedway.com to get your tickets for that. Should be quite a race out there. What is that, motorhomes going 300 miles?
Exactly.
Should be interesting to watch. All right, have you become a cheap bastard out there? Let's talk to, I don't know. How about Mark in Pasadena? You're on 97.1.
Hi.
Hey.
My weakness is paying for parking.
Dude, I'm 100% behind you. I will drive around the block 15 times, chew up 6 gallons of gas just to not to pay for parking.
I mean, like, it's a no-brainer now with it, like at Dodger Stadium. I haven't been there this year, but I hear it's like $15 to park your car.
What?
Is that right? It's very expensive.
I walk up from Sunset, or if you're coming from the other side, Riverside Drive, I'll park there and walk 2 miles. I'm not going to pay him $15. But
I know. I'll walk through the crappiest neighborhoods in L.A. just to avoid that charge.
See, unfortunately for girls, we wear heels and shoes that are not comfortable to walk those 2 miles in.
Right.
Yeah. We should be like more like New York, where they carry the sneakers. Or they put the sneakers on, carry the heels.
Or where do you live?
I live in Pasadena.
You could take the subway right downtown L.A., and then they'll shuttle you up there.
Yeah.
Take that gold line.
My favorite, though, now is Santa Anita Racetrack. It costs $4 to park there. And when I first started going to the races, I'd see these people walking in from the mall. And I said, what's with these guys? They can't afford $4? Yeah, they're going to gamble. What are they saving with this $4?
Right. And now when you go to Santa Anita, where do you park?
Now I'm just like them. I park out off one of these side streets off of Huntington Drive, and I'm walking in just like the rest of these guys.
Hey, I should give you my phone number. When I go, I'll pick you up at your car. All right, dude. You're a big stud, man. All right. There he goes. Look at him. All right. Kerry Kasem is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.